Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the star of our show, Terry.
Hey, music enthusiasts. Welcome back to another episode of The Music and Me, your go-to podcast for all things rhythm, melody, and the stories behind the sounds that move us. I'm your host, Terry, and I am absolutely thrilled to have you tuning in today. But before we dive into the sonic universe of our featured artist, a little celebration is in order. Drumroll, please. We've hit a major milestone, people. The Music and Me has officially crossed the 1,000 download mark. Can you believe it? I can hardly believe it. I had to look at the numbers like 15 times. I've showed everybody at work. I apologize for showing you all my numbers like all the time. I'm just so excited. And I want to welcome all the newcomers because apparently I have a lot of newcomers. I want to give a huge thanks to each and every one of you who's made this journey with me because your support means the world and I'm just getting started. Well, now let's get down to business. Today's episode is all about a musical powerhouse, the man who's got us saying yeah and swooning to his soulful tunes. That's right. We're shining the spotlight on none other than the one and only Usher. From the smooth moves on stage to the chart-topping hits that define eras, Usher has carved out a legacy that's as dynamic as his dance moves. But we're not just talking about his early days in the industry. We're covering it all, from his Las Vegas residency to the freshest beats of 2024. But before we dive in, a little housekeeping. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. And don't forget to follow me on social media. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on the exclusive behind-the-scenes content, sneak peeks, and maybe even a few dance tutorials inspired by today's artist. And to all of you amazing listeners out there, thank you so much for making The Music and Me your audio destination. Whether you're commuting, working out, or just chilling, your support keeps the beats going. Today's episode is going to be one for the books. So let's dive into the world of Usher, the man, the myth, the musical sensation. All right, music lovers, let's hop into our Usher time machine and rewind to the days when Y2K was a thing and cargo pants were, well, still a thing. Picture this. A young, talented Usher Raymond IV. Bursting onto the scene with vocals smoother than butter and dance moves that can make even the most rhythmically challenged among us want to hit the dance floor. Born in Dallas, Texas, Usher's journey into the music world began before we even knew what a selfie was. Seriously, that's like dinosaur times in internet years. He was a teenager with a voice that deemed to defy the laws of gravity, reaching those high notes and stealing hearts along the way. But wait, it's not just about hitting those high notes. Usher wasn't content with being just a vocal powerhouse. No, this guy had bigger plans than your average teen dreaming of stardom. He wanted it all. And guess what? He got it. Fast forward to today, and Usher is like a musical Swiss Army knife. Need someone to serenade you? Boom, he's got you. Want a dance partner for a night out? Usher's your man. Looking for a producer who knows how to drop beats hotter than your grandma's secret chili recipe? Yep, you guessed it. Usher's got that covered too. But we're not stopping there. This podcast isn't just a stroll down memory lane. It's a rocket-powered roller coaster through Usher's entire universe. We're talking about his acting chops, his skills behind the scenes, and trust me, you won't want to miss the scoop on his Las Vegas residency because, let's face it, what happens in Vegas stays in our hearts forever. So, whether you've been an Usher fan since the days of dial-up internet or you just discovered his musical magic yesterday, buckle up because we're about to uncover the layers of Usher like never before. Get ready for a wild ride through the rhythm and rhyme of Usher's epic journey. Let's rewind the Usher tape a bit more, shall we? Picture young Usher, not the global sensation we know today, but a kid with big dreams, grooving to the beats of life. Little did he know, he was about to become the R&B maestro we've all come to love. Usher's early life was like a rhythm waiting to find its melody. His upbringing was a soulful mix of gospel from his church choir days, combined with the pulsating beats of the Atlanta music scene. It was a recipe for something extraordinary, and boy, did he deliver. Fast forward to the late 90s, and boom, Usher hits the scene like a musical hurricane with his breakthrough album, My Way. It wasn't just an album, it was a declaration. The R&B scene was never the same again. You Make Me Wanna, Nice and Slow, those weren't just songs. They were anthems that played in the background of our lives. If you weren't trying to hit those high notes, were you even living? And let's talk about impact. Usher didn't just make waves, he created a musical tsunami. The R&B scene bowed down to his smooth vocals and groundbreaking sound. Awards started raining from the sky, and Usher was like the King Midas of music. Everything he touched turned to gold. Grammy Awards, MTV Awards, you name it. His trophy shelf started looking like a treasure chest of musical conquest. Now, let's dive into Usher's career kaleidoscope, because, spoiler alert, it's not just about hitting those high notes. Our man Usher is a jack of all trades, and he's got the talent to prove it. First up, acting. Usher didn't just stick to the stage, though. He conquered the silver screen, too. From his role in The Faculty to Burning Up the Dance Floor and Step Up, Usher showed us that he is not just a musical phenom, he's a Hollywood heartthrob, too. But wait, there's more. Usher isn't just about stealing scenes, he's also a maestro behind the scenes. As a producer, he not only crafted his own chart toppers, but also sprinkled his magic dust on other artists' hits. It's like he's got the Midas touch, but for beats. And how did he do it all? It's like Usher has a secret stash of talent hidden somewhere, maybe next to the fountain of eternal youth or in the back of a record store. Whatever the case, he's cracked the code to staying relevant and versatile in the industry that can be as fickle as a cat deciding if it wants to be inside or outside. So whether he's on stage, on set, or behind the mixing board, Usher's proving that he's not just an R&B icon, he's an entertainment force to be reckoned with. How does he do it, you ask? Well, it's not just about having a killer voice and dance moves that can make a cat jealous. Usher has cracked the code to staying relevant and versatile in an entertainment industry that can be as unpredictable as a game of musical chairs. First off, it's like Usher has this secret stash of coolness that he dips into whenever he needs a boost. Whether he's collaborating with the hottest names in the industry or dropping beats that make you question why you even bothered with other playlists, Usher's got his finger on the pulse of what's hip, happening, and hashtag worthy. Usher isn't just staying relevant, he's practically the blueprint for it. Remember when everyone was trying to figure out what to do with the internet? Usher was there dropping hits that went viral before we even knew what going viral meant. He's not just a trendsetter, he's the OG of staying ahead of the curve. And let's not forget about his chameleon-like ability to adapt. Usher's not bound by a genre. He's the master of all musical trades. R&B, pop, hip-hop, he's played in every sandbox and come out with a masterpiece every single time. It's like he's got a musical passport with stamps from every genre. And every time you think he's reached his musical destination, he pulls out another ticket to somewhere even more amazing. Now, versatility isn't just about the music. It's about the whole shebang, the whole Usher extravaganza. He's not just a singer. He's an actor, a producer, a dance floor dominator, and let's face it, a fashion icon. Usher doesn't just wear the trends, he creates them. The man's versatility is like a musical buffet, and we're all here for seconds, thirds, and dessert. So, whether he's crooning a soulful ballad or dropping a beat that makes you question if you ever really knew how to dance, Usher's not just an artist. He's a one-man entertainment empire. And the best part? He's not slowing down. He's evolving, reinventing, and reminding us all that in the ever-changing landscape of entertainment, he's the North Star, constant, shining, and leading the way. All right, fellow jet seekers, fasten your seatbelts because we're about to teleport to the dazzling neon kingdom of Las Vegas, but not for the typical blackjack and showgirl spectacle. No, my friends, welcome to the Usher edition, where the groove is so infectious it makes a disco ball blush on New Year's Eve. Get ready for the Usher Las Vegas Residency, a dazzling carnival of musical magic that redefines the very essence of having a front row seat to pure brilliance. Picture this. The lights dim, the air buzzes with anticipation, and bam, Usher catapults onto the stage like a musical cyclone, leaving the crowd in jaw-dropping awe. It's not just a concert, it's a full-blown Vegas experience that'll make your heart race faster than a jackpot win. Now, let's break down the concept. Usher didn't settle for any old venue. Nope. He went straight to the beating heart of entertainment. It's like Usher took the highlights of his entire career, sprinkled it with stardust, and cooked up a musical medley more addictive than the entire Vegas Strip combined. And the success? It's not just success. It's a triumph of epic proportions. The residency isn't merely a nod to Usher's musical prowess. It's a declaration that he's not here to play. He's here to claim the stage, the city, and most importantly, our hearts. The response to Usher's Vegas takeover has been nothing short of legendary. From the diehard fans grooving since the 90s to the newbies catching the Usher magic for the first time, the energy in that Vegas air is positively electric. It's like an Usher love fest. And guess what? Everyone's invited. Now, why does a Las Vegas residency suit Usher so perfectly? Well, my friends, it's because he's not just an artist. He's a seasoned performer, an entertainer who knows how to turn a concert into a wild ride of unforgettable experiences. Vegas is the ultimate playground for a man who doesn't just sing songs. He's out there telling stories, creating memories, and making sure that when you leave, you're not just humming a tune. You're literally reliving a moment. The show isn't just in Vegas, it's the Vegas experience we've all been craving. Let me hit you with the latest Usher update on this Vegas residency, though. Usher's epic Las Vegas residency wrapped up on Saturday, December 2nd, and let me tell you, it was a roller coaster of emotions. This man gave us a whopping 100 shows over the past 2.5 years. Talk about a musical marathon. Now picture this. In the grand finale of the My Way residency, our smooth crooner, who's rocking it at 45, got a bit teary-eyed during the closing performance of Without You. Yeah, you heard me right. Emotions were running higher than a Vegas jackpot. It was like witnessing the final chapter of a blockbuster movie, and Usher was giving it everything he had. Can you believe it? The man knows how to tug at those heartstrings, even in the entertainment capital of the world. As we bid adieu to the My Way Las Vegas residency, the burning question remains. What's next for the man who turns Sin City into his musical playground? Fear not, my friends, because the second half of this podcast, we're diving into the thrilling details of Usher's plans for 2024. So stick around because Usher's Vegas adventure might be over, but the after party is just getting started. Welcome to my interesting fact of the week. Usher, the smooth operator of soulful tunes, isn't merely serenading us with high notes. He's orchestrating a symphony of success as an entrepreneur. Imagine him not just as the hit maker, but also co-owning the Cleveland Cavaliers NBA team. He's not there for autographs. He's there to slam dunk in the business game. But hold on, the excitement doesn't stop there. Usher isn't just dancing through the music charts. He's also doing a strategic tango in the tech world. Picture him waltzing through cutting-edge startups, making moves that would put even his smoothest dance routines to shame. Usher, the maestro beyond the music sheets, proving that his success isn't a one-hit wonder. The stage expands further as he takes center stage as a tech-savvy investor, diversifying his portfolio like a musical virtuoso crafting a masterpiece. It's not just about the money for Usher. He's singing philanthropic tunes with his New Look Foundation, creating a harmonious blend of social impact and business brilliance. In a world where celebrities often play the quiet chords of investment, Usher steps into the spotlight, showcasing an entrepreneurship that's as diverse and entertaining as his genre-blending musical catalog. Move over, Beethoven. Usher is the new maestro in town. And now, back to our episode. Welcome back, everyone. All right, we've taken a whirlwind tour through the archives of Usher's career, from his humble beginnings to his Vegas takeover and everything in between. Now that we've got the backstage pass to Usher's life story, it's time to fasten our seatbelts and dive into the here and now, the latest and greatest in the Usher universe. Get ready to groove to the rhythm of his most recent endeavors, from a brand new album that's turning heads to a show-stopping performance at the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm about to spill the tea on Usher's 2024 chapter, the beats, the hits, and the jaw-dropping moments that'll leave you hitting replay. Let's start the 2024 journey of Usher with his Super Bowl halftime show just a few weeks ago. Usher took us on a musical joyride at the Super Bowl halftime show, and boy, was it a wild journey. I've been counting down the days like it's my birthday, and let me tell you, Usher did not disappoint. The anticipation had me practically bouncing off the walls with excitement. And when the moment finally arrived, it was like my musical dreams had come true. Imagine this. The stage transformed into an electric wonderland, and the lights were pulsating like they were powered by pure enthusiasm. And then, boom, Usher explodes onto the scene, not just as a performer, but as a musical superhero on a mission to save our souls from the mundane. His dance moves were like a tornado of rhythm that could make even the most dedicated couch potato consider joining a dance class. But let's talk about the real MVPs, the guest performers. Alicia Keys, decked out in all red glory, matching piano and all, gave us a duet that had me feeling like I was in a love-struck musical. And don't even get me started on her, the phenomenal singer and musician, shredding a guitar solo like a rock goddess during You Got It Bad and Bad Girl. It was a moment that had me questioning if I accidentally stumbled into a music festival. In Usher's shirtless escapade, I mean, who wouldn't appreciate a little eye candy? The man was practically defying gravity with those dance moves, making me wonder if he's secretly been taking lessons from dance wizards. But the real magic happened with the roller skating choreography. Usher rolled through the routine like he was born with wheels on his feet, and it was like a dance party on wheels, and I was here for every second. The surprises kept coming. Jermaine Dupri, Will.i.am, Ludacris, and Lil Jon crashed the party like they were the musical superheroes joining forces. The finale? Ludacris and Lil Jon hitting us with a yeah that felt like a musical touchdown, and I was cheering louder than if my team had just won the game. And can we talk about the nod to HBCUs and Black college culture? Sonic Boom of the South from Jackson State University's marching band brought the house down, creating an atmosphere that was as infectious as the beat itself. Members of Kappa Alpha Psi even joined Usher on stage, turning the halftime show into a full-blown celebration. In the end, Usher didn't just give us a halftime show, he delivered a musical spectacle that will be etched in our memories forever. It was the Usher concert we didn't know we needed, and now I can't stop reliving every glorious moment. Now let's dive headfirst into the electrifying universe of Usher's brand spanking new album, Coming Home. This musical masterpiece is like a roller coaster for your ears, making your heart race and your joyometer hit the stratosphere. I was eagerly awaiting this sonic fiesta, and let me tell you, it was even more epic than I had imagined. Picture this. Usher's velvety vocals weaving through a star-studded lineup that includes the magnetic Burna Boy, the enchanting Summer Walker, the lyrical genius 21 Savage, and more. It's not just an album. It's a jubilant reunion of musical forces that transcends time, making it an instant classic for diehard Usher fans like me and those just joining the party. Coming Home isn't just an auditory delight, it's a visual feast too. Usher teased us with a gem during a Remy Martin campaign, giving us a taste of what was to come. And oh boy, did he deliver. The album dropped in tandem with his mind-blowing Super Bowl 58 halftime show, creating a sensory takeover that left us all in awe. The tracks in this album are like a collection of sonic gems, from the soulful anthem Good Good to the sultry vibes of Risk It All featuring the incomparable Her. Did you know it's from the soundtrack for To the Color Purple movie? Each song is a chapter in Usher's musical novel, weaving a tapestry of emotions that'll have you hitting repeat over and over again. Coming Home isn't just an album title. It's a spiritual journey for Usher, a return to the roots that shaped his illustrious career. The nods to African-American culture in Georgia and Atlanta add layers of depth, making this more than just music. It's a celebration of heritage and homecoming. And the critics are raving. Coming Home debuted at number 2 on the U.S. Billboard 200, making the biggest first-week sales for an R&B album in over 4 years. Move over, Lionel Richie. Usher's triumph is in a league of its own. As we gear up for the Usher Past, Present, Future tour coming in 2024-25, get ready for a live experience that'll bring Coming Home to life on stages around the globe. From the infectious beats of Bop to the soul-stirring I Love You, Usher's love letter to his legacy is a timeless symphony that'll make you dance, groove, and revel in the magic of his triumphant return. Get those dancing shoes on. Usher brought the party and we're all invited. Speaking of his tour, hold on to your hats, music enthusiast, because Usher is about to embark on a roller coaster ride of rhythm. And if you're not on board, you're seriously missing out on the ultimate sonic fiesta. Picture this. Usher's Past, Present, and Future tour, a spectacle that's not just a concert, it's a full-blown musical carnival, and you're invited to be front and center. Launching on August 14th, 2024, in the heart of Usher's stomping ground, Atlanta, this tour is hotter than a jalapeno salsa on a summer day. And guess what? It's not just a regular tour, it's a victory lap for his 9th studio album, Coming Home. The beats are cooking, the vibes are sizzling, and the excitement? Well, let's just say it's off the charts and doing the cha-cha on its own. Usher is transforming every venue into a dance floor, and you bet your last dollar that you'll be busting moves you never knew you had. Remember those legendary Vegas shows? Brace yourselves because Usher's taking that Vegas magic on a wild, unstoppable road trip, going from 24 shows to an epic 58. That's right, he's turning up the heat and turning up the volume, giving you more Usher goodness than ever before. Imagine a stage drenched in lights, a crowd riding the energy wave, and Usher himself, the master of ceremonies, delivering hit after hit with that irresistible charm. From the soulful Good Good to the electrifying Risk It All. Did I mention it's from the Color Purple soundtrack? It's like stepping into a musical time machine that covers Usher's entire career. Don't be fashionably late to this party because tickets are flying off the virtual shelves like confetti at a New Year's Eve bash. The demand is so wild that you better grab your tickets faster than Usher can hit that falsetto note. Lace up your dancing shoes, secure your spot, and get ready to join the Usher revolution as it barrels through cities, leaving a trail of pure euphoria in its wake. This isn't just a tour, it's a euphoric journey through the beating heart of music. Sing, dance, and soak in the magic as Usher transforms each venue into a colossal celebration of the past, the present, and the promise of an unforgettable musical future. The countdown has officially begun. And the Usher Revolution is about to hit your town like a sonic hurricane. Are you ready to dance like nobody's watching? Let the Usher Mania begin. As we come to the close of this episode, we've taken a nostalgic journey through the remarkable career of the one and only Usher Raymond IV, from his early days in Atlanta to his explosive entry into the music scene and his groundbreaking impact on R&B. We've explored the multifaceted sides of Usher's artistry. This episode has traced his evolution as an artist, delving into his acting endeavors, his role as a producer, and the dazzling spectacle of his Las Vegas residency. We've fast-forwarded to the present, reliving the magic of his recent Super Bowl halftime show and delving into the soulful symphony of his latest album, Coming Home. As we wrap up, the anticipation builds for the Usher Past, Present, and Future Tour, promising an electrifying celebration of Usher's musical journey through time. And alas, we've reached the final notes of today's poignant musical journey, tracing the vibrant tapestry of Usher's illustrious career. My sincere thanks resonate with every music enthusiast who joined in, making this exploration of Usher's evolution even more extraordinary. As the echoes of today's episode fade, there's a bittersweet melody in the air, leaving me eagerly anticipating the crescendo of our next rhythmic adventure. So join me next week as we plunge into another captivating chapter of the music universe. Anticipate new sounds, nostalgic reunions with timeless classics, and the unraveling of stories behind the most iconic tunes. So mark your calendars, set your reminders, and brace yourselves for a musical journey that promises to be nothing short of exhilarating. Until then, keep the music playing and let the beats linger in your anticipation. Peace out, everybody.
This has been the Music in Me podcast. Subscribe now so you don't miss a beat.